Holy Rerun.
Yes, Holy Rerun. Pow! Kazam!
Bam! Bam. Ka-runch!
Now, welcome to Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show here on Indie 101.5. This is not a Batman show.
No.
We started off tonight with the Batman theme on good old-fashioned vinyl record.
Because we have the stacks and the stacks and the best on wax, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, we don't have any wax records. We have vinyl records.
That's true.
Good thing we don't have any wax records that would have melted in my car the last couple of days. Anyway, so we're going to go a little old school tonight. We're going to drop the needle on some records from my collection. Quick note about the first one we played, the Batman theme, of course.
Yes.
Was written by Neil Hefti. Neil Hefti wrote a lot for Count Basie as well. And I believe Neil Hefti also wrote the Green Hornet theme.
No, that was Al Hurt.
Oh, okay. He wrote something else too then. Maybe it wasn't Green Hornet. But anyway. So we're going to move things along. Unless, Mark, you got anything else you want to add?
I always thought that if you really didn't like a trumpet player, you would request the Green Hornet theme.
Yeah, I don't have the Green Hornet theme on.
No, but I mean, in terms of requesting someone to play it live.
Yes, it's very fast. Or if wanted to make your trumpet player really suffer and you were going to do a night of theme songs, you'd go with the Green Hornet, and then you'd go with the theme from Rocky because it's super high.
Yeah.
And then even higher, I think, is the theme from the Files from Police Squad is even higher than that.
Oh, yeah. I just figured Hornet because it's so fast. You can almost hear it.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to move things along with what else, but the Blues Brothers right here.
Convenient.
On vinyl. If I've got the right track, which who knows, if I've counted to five correctly.
He's cueing it without headphones. He's cueing it like Johnny Fever used to.
We had to sort of MacGyver the record player into the station because it's all updated and digital now. So we've got one record player and no way to cue it. So hopefully we are going to have Everybody Needs Somebody to Love by the Blues Brothers right here on Mark and Simon's Channel Star Show on Indie 101.5.
Dig it.
Oh, hold on.
We're almost there.
Almost there. Here we go. This is it. It's coming up. Listen to the static. There it is.
Take it, Elwood.
Hold, squeeze, and please that person. Give them all your love. Signify your feelings with every gentle caress.
There you go, Jake and Elwood.
Otherwise known as the Blues Brothers.
Of course.
Hopefully some of you ordered an orange whip while you were listening to that.
Actually, did you get the recipe I sent you?
No, I didn't.
I have to look it up again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we were talking a while back. We don't even know really what an orange whip is. And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, during the scene in the Blues Brothers movie where they're playing that song, John Candy orders a round of orange whips for himself and his state troopers.
Yes.
Now, we're going to move on with something a little different.
A little more recent.
We're going to watch or listen to something from The Greatest Showman. So this is a more recent purchase from my household. And if you haven't seen The Greatest Showman, it's a great movie. It's a musical, a true musical, just like The Blues Brothers is a true musical, really. And this song is going to be sung by Hugh Jackman, otherwise known as Wolverine, and the Greatest Showman Ensemble. And if I've got it right, it's going to be From Now On. Take it, Mark, with the...
Okay. Little Hugh Jackman, snicked on the soundtrack show. Mark and Simon, here you go.
There's more I gained, 'cause it led me back to you. From now on, these eyes will not be blinded by the light. From now on, what's waited till tomorrow starts tonight. Tonight, let this promise in me start like an anthem in my heart. From now on, from now on, I drink champagne with kings and queens, the politicians praise my name. But those are someone else's dreams, the pitfalls of the man I became. For years and years, I chased their cheers, a crazy speed of always needing more. But when I stop and see you here, I remember who all this was for. Tonight, it starts tonight, and learn.
not quite. There's a big comes back. Right, that was From Now On.
That was Wolvelicious.
Yes. The end part there, I've seen this movie a number of times. The end part there where they're sort of harmonizing and it's all slow is one of my favorite parts of the movie, because what happens is Hugh Jackman as P.T. Barnum runs off to try to win his family back after screwing up big time, and leaves his friends from the circus at the bar, and they're all like day drunk and singing. It's pretty funny. All right, we're gonna play one from the soundtrack to Good Morning Vietnam.
Cool.
And this record, I found at the discount bin. I think I paid $2 for it or $5 for it or something, and it's got Radio Sheridan written across the cover. So I think this must have belonged to the Sheridan radio station at some point. So it's sort of fitting that we're playing it here on the Mohawk College radio station. This record has made its way back to its college radio roots.
So what you're saying is screw you, Sheridan.
Well, I don't know. Why do you always got to make everything so confrontational, man? All right. So I'm going to try to play here a song, obviously. And I'm going to try to pick the song that's right on this huge scratch that's on this record so we can get the full effect of the vinyl on the air. All right. So if I've got this right, and Mark, talk for a sec.
I will talk. Good Morning Vietnam was a fantastic movie starring the late, great Robin Williams. As a real-life radio DJ, Adrian Cronauer, who after he was drafted, he was working on Chicago radio. And then he was drafted and he ended up in Saigon on Armed Forces Network Radio. And he was the morning man.
Hence the Good Morning Vietnam
part. Yes.
All right. If I've got this right, we're going to listen to The Them, Baby Please Don't Go.
Beautiful. Time to rock it. Here's where we rewind the record, because that was the end of the song that we wanted to play. There we go.
Please don't go. Yeah.
Morning Vietnam.
Yes. So that was Van Morrison and Them. I always say the Them, but it's actually incorrect. It's just them. Yes. And this is, of course, the vinyl edition, the all vinyl edition of Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Yes. Which is why you heard that little scratch, that bump, the skipping of the record.
Because we wanted you to get the full effect of the vinyl.
I think our listener has the full effect of the vinyl.
I think they do now. All right. So this one, we're not going to have any skips, hopefully, because this is like a brand new record that I bought for full price, and it wasn't particularly cheap. And it is the soundtrack for the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Arguably one of the best soundtracks ever.
Yeah. Well, so I really love this soundtrack. Not really because I love it like musically, but I love the fact that like I feel like that whole soundtrack like they put out a soundtrack to go with the movie. I feel like they don't do that anymore. Like they used to make a soundtrack for every movie, every blockbuster movie. Yeah, and sometimes it was songs inspired by the movie. They weren't even in the movie. They'd just be part of the official soundtrack. And there's lots of good movies with good music, but they don't really put out soundtracks like they used to, like with that have like 14 songs of great songs on them. You know, there'll be a single maybe or. And then there'll be the like the theme music, but they don't really put out soundtracks. But both Guardians of the Galaxy movies have great soundtracks that are put out on vinyl and CD and obviously for streaming. And
the other great thing of these soundtracks of the modern movies that go back. So I'm thinking of the Guardians movies as well as Baby Driver is another recent favorite of mine.
That has a great soundtrack too.
So, but what they've done is they've educated the kids.
Yeah, for sure.
So now kids know who we're doing Spirit in the Sky, so they know who
Norman Greenbaum.
Yeah, I was going to say Doctor of the Medics, which is the 80s
version. That's the cover, yeah. So the other thing, too, is movie soundtracks used to be great because when you had a CD or a record or a cassette tape that you bought, not a mixtape. Incidentally, this is called Awesome Mix Volume 1, but it was your opportunity to have a record or a CD that had multiple artists on it, like various artists. And so whereas if you just bought a record of, say, like, Norman Greenbaum, then you'd have the whole record of just that one thing or just the Beatles or just Led Zeppelin. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But
name another Norman Greenbaum song.
Exactly.
I heard actually there isn't one because he got all his money off the single and retired.
Yeah.
He bought himself a farm and moved it in the sticks.
Good for him.
That's what he wanted to do.
And then Doctor and the Medics made him more money 10 years later, whatever it was. Anyway, all right. So if I've got this right, we're going to listen to the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, also known as Awesome Mix Volume 1.
Let's do it. Spirit in the Sky, Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
Oh, that's not it. Hold on.
That's a little tiny smidge of Redbone. Funny, you know why they're called Redbone?
No.
They're all native. It's a dirty theme. I'm going to punch that thing in the arm.
Yeah, hold on. All right, technical difficulties. Hold on. I don't know. You know what? We're going to skip Norman Greenbaum. We're going to go to Hooked on a Feeling. Here we go.
Love that crackle.
There it is. Here we go. Hooked on a Feeling. Guardians of the Galaxy. Indie 101.5.
Dig it. Or not.
All right, that's it. We're starting there.
Bye. Redbone, Come and Get Your Love off the record of the soundtrack from Guardians of the Galaxy.
And I apologize for the confusion earlier. turns out I had the record on the wrong side. So I was playing the right tracks, but then they were the wrong song. So I'm just very thankful that I didn't become a DJ till the age of CDs.
Yes, that's true.
Because not only do you not have to worry about finding the right groove.
Or the side.
Yeah, or making sure you have the right side. But like, I only brought about, I don't know, 15 records in today, and my shoulder's sore. I would have wanted to lug around hundreds of these to weddings and parties and things like that.
When I started, I was carrying records, a box of 45s that my boss had, cassettes, and some CDs of mine.
Yikes.
That was painful.
Yes. All right. I'm going to make life on us all easy this time. We're going to play the first track off this record. I got the right side for sure.
And here's a trivia question for you.
Okay.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
If you don't know the answer to this, listen to this song.
It will tell you.
On Indie 101.5.
Dig it.
Woman, John Jack.
So the answer, if you were paying attention, is Shaft.
Yes, in this particular song, the Oscar award-winning theme to the film Shaft, starring Richard Roundtree.
And performed and written by Isaac Hayes.
Yes. Black Moses.
All right.
Funny thing about Richard Roundtree.
What's that?
Richard Roundtree, the actor who played John Shaft in the movies. He was one of the few male celebrities I've ever heard of who got breast cancer.
Oh.
He survived it.
He's in the new versions. He's John Shaft Sr., right?
Yeah.
In the Samuel Jackson version.
Right. But, you know, the cancer learned right away. Rule number one in life, don't mess with Shaft.
Right. All right. I'm going to make life easy on myself and our listener again by playing the first track off the next soundtrack. And if you don't know what it is, we'll tell you when we come back.
Yes.
This is Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show. We're playing vinyl tonight here on 80-101.5.
The answer to Simon's question off the top was, that's Los Lobos and doing Richie Valens in a much better version of the song. But I mean, it's 30 years later, what are you going to do? And that was, there we go, from La Bamba.
Yeah. And see, that was a little trick there because if I didn't say what it was going to be and I got the wrong one, then I, you know, nobody would have known. So that was my little trick there. All right, so
a valiant attempt.
We're going to play something now from American Graffiti.
Another fine film.
Now, I got to tell you that some of these records I bought brand new, but some of them I
Simon's that old. He bought this brand new when it came out.
Not this one. This one I bought at a garage sale, and it shows it is very dusty. So I'm just giving it a little dust here. And we are going to play one of my favorite songs that kind of goes back to the Isaac Hayes in that it's from Stax Records, who Isaac Hayes was a big part of. And it's going to be Booker T and the MGs, Green Onions, which Mark is going to talk about for a second while I find the right groove. Here we go.
Nice. Green Onions, yeah, Booker T and the MGs, featuring the rhythm section, Steve Cropper and Duck Dunn, also from the Blues Brothers Band. And Steve wrote this song, didn't he?
I don't know that for sure.
Okay. Well, he may have collaborated on it. Anyway. It's one of the most popular rock instrumental tunes ever. They have some other great songs, too, that don't get played as often, which is
unfortunate. It sounds very, very similar, actually.
They do, but...
All right. Let's see if I got this right this time. Okay. Nope. Hold on.
There
we go.
Green Onions. Soundtrack Show, Mark and Simon.
Precious thing, gonna keep the vampires away, you understand? And this one, baby, is for only you.
Only you can make all this world seem right. Only you can make the darkness bright. Only you and you alone can
Only You and the Platters.
And a little skip there, just to let you know that this is a genuine vinyl record.
Because Simon wouldn't let me fake it. I tried, suggested it, but he said no. We had to do it legit.
Yeah, it has to be a real scratch, or I don't know if that was a scratch or dirt or whatever. As I said, this is a garage sale find. All right, we're going to move on to another garage sale find right here for your listening pleasure. This one's in even worse shape. This is from the movie Easy Rider, and it's not going to be Born to be Wild.
Awesome.
But it is going to be a Steppenwolf song.
So it's actual Canadian content.
Little Canadian content. All right. Here we go with well, first of all, here's something that I feel we've neglected to be talking about. So we've
What's
been
that?
Playing some old school media tonight.
Yes.
But we have – I don't think we've mentioned once since we started co-hosting the show that you can listen to us on the World Wide Web at indie1015.ca.
That's if you want to hear us live. Now, if you want to hear us after you miss an episode, hey, we can't always be near a radio at 7 o'clock on a Monday. Then you've got Mixcloud, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And you can find our page linked from the Facebook page. So it's very simple. Just look up on Facebook, Soundtrack Show, Indie, and you'll find our page. And just look, go down the page and you'll find the link for the Mixcloud page. And that has many of our episodes, both current with Indie and on that other radio station that used to be
the previous name, yes. And I actually have
the dead
to
name.
Admit that I've been a little neglectful in putting stuff up, being on summer vacation right now. But I will get stuff up before the end of the week, and that way, because next week we're taking the weekend off because of the long weekend.
Yes, so and we're
so you
relax.
Get your Soundtrack Show fix then. If you go to Mixcloud, there'll be tonight's show and more recent shows plus our older ones. All right, here we go on Indie 101.5 FM as well as on Indie 101.5.ca. We've got on vinyl The Pusher by Steppenwolf from Easy Rider.
Let's rock. Love that static. Just love it.
There's lots of it here for you.
A lot of pills. But I've never touched nothing that my spirit could kill. You know, I've seen a lot of people walking around with tombstones in their eyes. God damn the pusher. God damn, hey, I say the pusher. Grass in his hand. Oh, but the pusher is a monster. Good God, he's not a natural man.
Lord, to sell you lots of sweet dreams. I've got the pusher on your body. Lord, leave your mind to scream.
Go Steppenwolf and the Pusher.
God damn the Pusher. Now, you know, Steppenwolf is very famous, obviously, for Born to be Wild, and that's the song you hear. That or Magic Carpet Ride you hear more often than that last song there, the Pusher, but that is a damn good song.
That's very true.
That opening guitar riff is something else. All right, I'm going to play something a little different now. This is from a documentary called The Apollo that is about the Apollo Theater in Harlem.
So not the pilot from Battlestar Galactica?
No.
Okay.
No.
I would watch that movie.
I would too. But this is you should watch this movie about the Apollo. You know what I found out watching this movie about the Apollo?
What's that?
I should have known, but I did not know. Did you know that Twist and Shout by the Beatles is not by the Beatles? It's a cover. The Isley Brothers. I did not know that until I watched this movie about the Apollo. I'm embarrassed to say. I know that now, though. So we are going to listen to some Billie Holiday here, the song Strange Fruit. Now, I'm not going to get into the entire Billie Holiday story. We could do a whole show on Billie Holiday. There's been more than one movie made about her, but there's one out there that I still haven't seen that tells the true story of the horrible treatment that Billie Holiday received by the U.S. government.
And the one that everyone else has seen, the Lady Sings the Blues.
Yeah,
they kind of gloss over it. So I mean, it's mentioned, but then it moves on.
Yeah, but there's one called, I think it's called Billie Holiday versus the United States of America or something along those lines.
I think that's on YouTube, actually.
Yeah, and I should make time to watch it because I feel like it's an important story, especially these days. This song is part of the reason why she was persecuted. It's called Strange Fruit. And they originally didn't want her to sing it at the Apollo, but she insisted. And we're going to listen to it now, hopefully, if I get the right thing here.
There you go.
All right. Here we go. Oh, hang on. Let me just back it up a bit. Get to get the whole song in.
She came to the Apollo and she sung it at the Apollo because she knew that was a safe space. The people that are here will connect with that. And that was innovative in its own way because that was protest music, and early protest music.
So that was at the end there that we just heard somebody talking about Billie Holiday. So I'm going to try again to get the right group.
Right before here. Marvin Gaye.
Right before Marvin Gaye, which Marvin Gaye is great too, but I really want to listen to this.
There's a happy ending too.
Yeah. So that was Nikki Shepherd. I don't know who that is talking about Strange Fruit. Just give me one sec here.
So Billie Holiday's issue with the government was that she was being arrested and persecuted because she was a heroin addict. Rather than go after the people dealing, They arrested her when she was
Strange Fruit was not something that Frank Chapin wanted to do.
We're going to listen to a little bit of Ted
really
Fox talking about Billie Holiday
to have her sing
and Strange
that
Fruit.
And
then it's going to go straight
her
into
not
that.
To sing
Very
it.
Good. Billie Holiday there?
Right here on Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Okay, please tell me you're playing something a little more upbeat to finish
well,
the show.
Well, it's not – I don't know if I'd call this upbeat, but it's not so depressing for sure.
Okay, let's start.
All right, so a band leader friend of mine said you can never go wrong with a Mancini. So it was about 3 years ago, I think, or more, that we did our last vinyl show, and I was just a guest at the time.
Yeah.
And we played some music from Peter Gunn.
True.
And that's also Harry Mancini. This time we're going to play some different Mancini from the Pink Panther.
Not the cartoon.
Not the cartoon. Actually, the cartoon as well. They used it in the cartoon as well.
Yes, they did. But it was originally written for the Blake Edwards movie. Anyway.
All right. So this is going to end off the night. Thanks for listening to our vinyl show. And have a great week.
We're
off next week.
So have a great 2 weeks. We'll see you next time. Be excellent to each other and have a good one, everybody. Good night. We'll be right back.
Thank you.